today.
Welcome to day 10 of the government shutdown. Here we are on America Tonight at the crossroads of where everybody meets, meaning the buzz in your backyard and mine. It's the same old, but a little twist this time around. Kate Delaney saying thanks for joining us here, as always, the skipper of the Titanic at times because of what's happening with the government, I'll say that. The Titanic in the sense that it's like a roller coaster what we've been through, but we've been here before, so it's same old in a sense, isn't it? This is what's different. This is what's new. 6 weeks, a temporary deal. There is light at the end of this tunnel. So while everybody's numbers are plummeting, including the president, who's down to 37%, that's what a new AP poll is saying. And the Republicans are being blamed flat out for what's going on in the shutdown when you look at some of the current polls. So now the president wants to talk. Some congressional Republicans are meeting with the president at the White House on Thursday. Democrats met on Wednesday. The idea is cutting a six-week temporary Band-Aid kind of fix so that the debt ceiling isn't smashed into, and then working some specifics out would not include defunding Obamacare in any stretch of the imagination, could include entitlement cuts. Could include entitlement cuts. This is what the Republicans want. Here's Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, at the White House earlier, talking about the situation.
The president was very disturbed to learn of this problem, and he directed the Department of Defense to work with the Office of Management and Budget and his lawyers to develop a possible solution.
And this is part of what I think is pushing the ball forward. It was the shock of the American people over the fact that the death benefit payout wasn't happening for the families who lost sons and husbands and nephews over the weekend who were killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. And that outraged so many people. I understand it was blowout phones, both on the Hill and at the White House. So they've turned that situation around. The Secretary of Defense, the last time we met, we talked about this, Chuck Hagel said he was going to make the situation right. It was just such a shocking thing that happened. I think that combined with the fact that we're getting closer to the debt ceiling and holding the cards on both sides of the table, somebody has to make a move. I think that's part of what pushed the boulder up the hill a little bit. So when the House is passing a bill to restore military death benefits and people are just trashing the nonsense that's happening both with the Republicans and the Democrats and at the White House, somebody prevailed in the sense of saying, well, what about, let's negotiate a six-week temporary measure, and then we can go and gut this thing out, because, boy, they are so good at that, aren't they? And by the way, so many of you sent me notes because you were infuriated by the fact that the death benefits to the families of the troops that died were stopped during this shutdown, that you sent all kinds of things, like I said. So the House bill passed, are you shocked, 425-0. Oh, how shocking is that? It's a stopgap measure. They pay about $100,000 within 3 days of a soldier's death normally. This is what many of you asked me. But because of the shutdown, they said there was no authority to pay the money, and they have now switched that around so that they can pay that money. It's just a crazy situation that happened. It's inexcusable to not pay the death benefit, so it was very easy to jump on this. But I think this is also part of what's pushed this forward. The president said he was disturbed, according to Carney, about the lapse, which you heard a little bit of that there, and directed the lawyers at the Defense Department and the White House Budget Office to find a way to resume the payment. So this was another thing that fell through the cracks, and we're starting to find more and more of those. Saddest thing is, and we know about the national parks, we've already talked about that, but you think of the 21 people being arrested at the Grand Canyon, and can you blame them? They want to sneak a peek at the Grand Canyon, but the Grand Canyon's closed, like all of our other national treasures and monuments and parks. It's just a case of bad timing that seems to be going around. Case of bad timing for the people who came from overseas and the people in this country who took some time off, and the idea was to hit up one of these parks or one of these places because you're seeing signs that say closed, 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 and, you know, that's the bottom line. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, the shortened version of Nail the Score. Here's how it works. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You call up and you tell me what you think the score is going to be, and then you try to nail it. That's what you're doing. You don't have to know a lot about football. You're just picking a side and giving me a score. A lot of people will also send me a guess. You can do that until the top of the hour once the game is announced. You can send that to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. That's coming up in our final two segments of this hour of ATN. Should be fun because it's week six already in the NFL. Do you believe it? Whew, week six, and we're seeing some trends, like the Giants haven't won a game. Can you believe it? 0-5. They're like the government. They just can't move the needle. In fact, the Giants are very similar to the government and what's happening with the fumbles, blunders, lack of game planning and strategy. It's crazy. And as I said at the top, that's why these numbers are falling. It's not shocking that the president would have a 37% approval rating and that Congress would have bleak numbers too. So the Republicans are weighing short-term debt limit hike and figuring out what they want. The Democrats are doing the same thing. And once they iron that out, which I think they will, then that means they'll kick the ball down the road a little bit further, and they'll still have to come up with an agreement, a far broader agreement. They won't say what conditions have to be attached to legislation to raise the $16.7 trillion debt limit for an undetermined period, but we think it's like 6 weeks because of things that have been said. So there's going to be a delegation heading to the White House of Republicans on Thursday, led by the Speaker, John Boehner. Obama said he won't agree to sign a debt limit increase if conditions are attached. If conditions are attached, now these are different conditions, so I guess he will sign it as long as it's the conditions that he thinks are okay, and it has nothing to do with Obamacare. Hang with us, more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, get ready, guys. Gear it up. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Week 6 in the NFL. What will be the game of the week? Chicago and the Giants? The Jets and Pittsburgh? Kansas City and Oakland? San Francisco and Arizona, by chance? How about the Monday night game? Indy and San Diego? Dallas and Washington? Some of these games could be pretty lopsided. Denver and Jacksonville, Seattle and Tennessee. I don't know. Only the computer knows, and that's coming up in our next segment. Nail the score. Spread the word. Just a couple of segments for Nail the Score, so you got to get in when the getting is good. Speaking of getting in, I would be remiss to not mention this at the top of the show, and what have I not mentioned yet at this point? Janet Yellen just officially becomes the candidate from Barack Obama's lips. He nominates for the Federal Reserve Chairman, Yellen. She'd be the first woman. She'd be a definite dove. She's not hawkish. She would print more money, quantitative easing, that kind of stuff. It'd be the Ben Bernanke regime continued, in my opinion. I think she probably goes through the obstacle course and comes out on the other side. But I don't know what good that does us in the end. Because of previous statements from her and looking at what she probably would do. And she would continue on is what I'm believing. I think that's what would probably happen here. And that's not what we need. Right? What works in the United States? Capitalism. How do you create that capitalism? How do you create jobs? You've got to lower the corporate tax rate. There's a couple of things that you can look at doing to make what we need to happen, in my opinion, in this country happen. And it's getting back to the business of some business to all our other causes and things that we want to see turned around. We can't do that if we're not bringing in money on the other end of it. Have to be doing that. Have to be doing that. All right, as I said, coming up in our next segment, we do that nail the score kind of thing. So if you want to sound off, this is the time to sound off. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. There's a couple of things that are happening with Obamacare, because many of you have sent me what's happened. You've gone in to try to log in, to try to get health care coverage, whatever. I got this from Marty V earlier in the day, who said, just a heads up, Kate, and anybody listening from America, tonight there are still lots of glitches on the website. When you go to sign in, you'll get something that'll pop out at you that it says, if you wish to contact us from support, here's our number. The system is down at the moment, but we're working to try to resolve the issue as soon as possible. Okay, so that's what people are getting when they go to sign up for Obamacare. And this website costs, and I thought I was reading the story wrong that I saw, because, of course, somebody's going to find this out. To make this website work, how much do you think this website costs? If you were thinking $93 million to make this work, then you would be all kinds of right. $93 million. A company contract in 2011 for $93 to build the website. CGI Group is the name of the group. That's crazy. I mean, yes, you know, it wouldn't be cheap, but with what they've done with it, and to roll this out and create this problem for consumers, there's no just going to it, signing up, and then trying to maneuver your way around. No, it's going to it and being infuriated because you can't figure it out. Over the weekend, they had 8.6 million unique visitors. The first 3 days, they fired it up. As many as 250,000 at the same time. Wow. 250,000. So a lot of people are going to healthcare.gov. And because of the high traffic and whatever else, whatever reasons they have, things are crashing. Things are crashing. Speaking of crashing, a sad note and one that would be scary to think of if you were in this position. I guess where's the sad note? I think one of the most depressing stories I read on the day was this ex-cop that was killed in the West Virginia federal building shootout, and it was awful. A former police officer with an assault rifle opened fire on the federal building in Wheeling, West Virginia, before being shot when security officers returned fire. The U.S. Marshal Service said Thomas Picard of Bridgeport fired about 20 shots into the building before he was taken out. The motive is unclear as to why that happened. They report that reported that Picard was a Wheeling officer. That's the name of a town not too far from actually where I went to school, in Athens, Ohio. He was a Wheeling officer for a bunch of years, but resigned from the department in July of 2000, so it had been quite some time. He positioned himself in a parking lot across the street from the federal building and then opened fire before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Wow, oh wow. There were three security guards at the federal building. They had minor injuries. They were treated, you know, breaking glass and that kind of stuff. But my goodness. That definitely is right up there for one of the worst stories on the day. This, however, would rival it, I believe. And we've seen these stories. I mean, I've done a bunch of these stories. Imagine being stuck in an amusement park where you're upside down or whatever. And what happened in Florida is exactly that. The Rip Ride Rocket is 17 stories tall, can reach speeds of up to 65 miles an hour. They had to shut it down for 2 days in August after a rider had minor injuries when the car she was riding and stopped. And they had another malfunction at the Universal Park, because that's where this is. It's undetermined how many people had been stranded, but they were stranded for 2 hours on this ride. It's been billed as Orlando's tallest roller coaster, so a lot of people want to get on the roller coaster. And what a glitch that was, talking about glitches. That's a huge glitch. Because of it, that the way it was racing around, that there had people with minor injuries. But to have it malfunction, and to have it have people trapped, Florida firemen had to climb over people to pluck passengers off the ride after they were stuck. Ugh. That'd be the worst. You got coaxed into going on the ride in the first place. And lo and behold, you find out that you're not going to make it out, even, maybe. Unless somebody pulls you out of the seat like they pry you like a fireman. Oh, when they get that call, they have to hate that. Of all the things of what can happen to people, getting calls about being stuck on the roller coaster, and you're just imagining how are they stuck upside down, sideways, where were they stuck? Ooh, very, very creepy. All right, not creepy is Nail the Score. Nail the Score is coming up round the bend. Who would you pick as the team of the week? Boy, and there's some teams that are just awful. There's just no way you can pick them. I'd be leery of the Giants. They're at Chicago. Maybe they can win, but I'm not so sure this is the week that they win. Then there's Green Bay at Baltimore. And I bet Green Bay should have an easy time watching them, looking at a little footage of them. I think they should have an easy time this game. And maybe the one to watch, I don't know, could be Detroit and Cleveland. Detroit's just a little bit ahead of Cleveland as far as picks are concerned with most people. Most people are picking Detroit, but Cleveland's right on their heels. So that means there are a lot of people who are undecided and feel like Detroit can pull it out. But it doesn't matter. We don't have to go through the whole list of Week 5. We just want one game. The computer will tell us which game, and we'll go from there next on America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GZNRadioNetwork.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A present from America tonight, for a few of you sports fans out there anyway. Even the Yankees can cut a deal better than the crummy government. The Yanks reached a four-year deal with Joe Girardi, so he stays as manager of the Pinstripers. Disappointed many people are that they didn't get into the playoffs. Then there are others who are excited they didn't get into the playoffs. Woohoo! That would be me. Congratulations to our friends in Missouri. Because your St. Louis Cardinals, wow, what a performance, deservedly so. They've moved on to the National League Championship Series for the right to go on to the World Series after winning a sweet Game 5. It wasn't even close, although most of the game, you got a feeling, I wonder if it could break open. And the fans in St. Louis at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri, were psyched. Cardinals down the Pirates 6-1. So they win the Game 5 that they had to win. And they move on. So now St. Louis gets to stay at home to open the NLCS against the Los Angeles Dodgers on Friday night. That should be a lot of fun to watch that series. Definitely. All right, this is Nail the Score time, and so roll it, Maestro.
Nail the now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right. Oh, what game will it be? Let's let the computer rip, Nathan, and see. Wow. How about that? Guess what the game of the week is? The Ravens and the Packers. It's a 1 o'clock kick, Baltimore and Green Bay. This is I think this is a tough one to call because the Ravens are 3-2, the Packers are 2-2. There's been kind of a few telltale signs of, they're not as good as I thought they were. Because they're at home, I gotta go with the Ravens, and I think they'll win this. I think the final score will be, 28 to 21. Remember, if you nail the score, you clear out the prize closet. Can't tell you if it's full or some good things in it. Usually there's some good things in it. Dave in Vermont can attest to that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. We're looking for guesses for Nail the Score. It's, just that easy. And if you can't get to us on the phone line because you're working and you're not supposed to be on the phone, you can shoot us your scoring guess at americatonight.net or call us, 855-266-5283. Rick, he is always there. Rick in Illinois, you get the first crack. What do you think, Rick? Ravens and Green Bay, I think this is a tough one to predict.
Yeah. I think the Ravens got it. Going to win it by 17 to 13.
Okay, so lower scoring. All right, 17 to 13. You are in the books, sir.
See, well, the Giants are playing so bad that strip clubs in New York City won't show them on TV no more.
Yeah, because it's the mood of the customers isn't any good, yeah. So nobody's getting
too
any
depressing.
Tips. Too depressing to be 0-5.
That's bad.
That is bad when even the strip clubs won't play.
Yeah, we'll show you on TV.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. They're struggling. There's no doubt about that. Coming up, too, we're going to let you hear perfect timing for that Rick Archie Manning and what he has to say about his one son. The fate, he's just soaring, and the other son, he's on the floor. And, I don't feel any, crying any tears for Eli Manning because he's had it good in New York. He's won a couple of Super Bowls, and he's certainly capable of some great things. Over the years, we've seen that, but not this time around. This has been a very strange season for the Giants. So who's going to be the worst quarterback? It's kind of the way I'm looking at it. And I think it's tough to tell. Eli Manning had 3 of his 12 interceptions on consecutive series in the fourth quarter. If you go back and you look at what's happening to them, when I say the fourth quarter, they've won. Going back and looking at the Bears in the past, the Giants rallied from a 19-7 halftime deficit to lead 21-19 in the third quarter when they allowed unanswered points. So that was, again, re-racking what happened earlier. And, now you look at, you just look at the matchup on the lines with these two. You look at Cutler and the gaudy numbers that he's put up. And the same with what's so crazy about Eli Manning. If you just looked at his numbers, it just wouldn't even you wouldn't tell you the story of the crazy amount of interceptions he's thrown. And so 0-5 for the first time since the strike season of 87, New York has to do something. They have to move on from the loss to Philly. They've got to focus on a Chicago team that has been going backwards but is 3-2, and they're fired up. So can you imagine if they're 0-6? I mean, the Giants have won 2 straight against the Bears, as I said, and New York is allowing over 36 points every game. They're giving up at least 31 in all 5 games. That's what they did. So they actually tied an NFL record that was set by the Chicago Cardinals. That's what they were called in the 50s. So, I don't know. Can the Giants rally again? They rallied last time, as I was saying, in the third quarter, if you go back to that last game. And then they allowed 17 unanswered points. So I'll finish my point. They rallied in that Philly game, and they actually had a lead at one point, but then they gave up all those points, and Eli threw a bunch of interceptions on a bunch of important series in the fourth quarter. So he's thrown 8 touchdowns, but has completed 53% of his passes, but he's been sacked also 15 times. I love Tom Coughlin, who says, the guy's playing the best he can. He's going to have to replace him. If he continues to go the way it's going, they're going to have to make some kind of moves. I mean, the Giants, if they weren't in the crappy NFC East, they would be completely out of this. I don't see how they would hang in there. All right, so we're going off on the Giants, and the Giants actually are not even, that's not even the game of the week. The game of the week is not that one. The game of the week is the Ravens. The Ravens and the Green Bay Packers. And who do you think takes this one? Is it going to be Green Bay on the road, or is it going to be the Ravens in front of the home crowd? I think the home crowd gives them almost the 12th man advantage, as they like to say in football. I'm going to say the Ravens is what I picked, and there's a reason why, and Rick picked it. And maybe part of that home cooking was his reason, too. Green Bay is actually favored by 2 points. What do you say? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Here's one from Joe in the mailbag, and Joe says, I had to hurry, but I'm jamming on it. I think the Ravens win this without a doubt. It's going to be a squeaker, though. I think 24-21. 24-21. And then there's this one from Jake listening to us in Austin. Just heard the game of the week. I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to pick the Packers. I think the Packers on the road, especially the way Aaron Rodgers has been playing, he's going to step up big in the pocket. He's going to make some of the strikes he needs to make. And the Ravens might have a key turnover or two that makes the difference. So I think it's going to be a much more high-scoring game, especially when you look at how many points the teams have given up in some of the contests. So I think it's going to be 30 Ravens, or Green Bay, 30, and the Ravens, 21. Wow, 30-21. 30-21. Nailing the score if you just tuned in. Not nailing a politician. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me a guess, only good until the top of the hour, at AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. The game of the week is Green Bay and the Ravens. And looking at the matchup, it's pretty interesting from the point of view of the two quarterbacks you have. Both have won some hardware. Both have won a Super Bowl. And both have the potential, I mean, both of these guys have the potential to march down and close out a deal if they have to at the last minute, absolutely. But, so Joe Flacco, without, you know, not worrying about Clay Matthews, Aaron Rodgers gets his own break. If you read any kind of things related to this, it would tell you Terrell Suggs is not going to be there on Sunday. That's a big miss. So you got two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks squaring off. And the defending champs, the Ravens, hosting. Woo! More of Nail the Score next on America Tonight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Score, bragging rights, prizes. Got to jump on those lines fast, though, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Pumping those phone lines for you, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Who do you like in the matchup between the Packers and the Ravens? Which team? You don't have to be a sports fan. You don't have to overanalyze it. Green Bay or Baltimore, and what will the final score be? It's as simple as that. Archie Manning, former Saints quarterback back in the day, who has two sons that you might have heard of, the Manning brothers, Peyton Manning, soaring in Denver. They look like a lock for the Super Bowl. He's been incredible. They're 5-0. And his other son, Eli Manning, 0-5. Hard to believe that the Giants have not had a win yet at this point. So Archie Manning talked about that and mused about his one son doing so well and a couple of other things. Take a listen.
Since Eli is an offensive player, I think the biggest change from years past, they haven't been able to run the ball this year. You know, in five games, I'm not sure what the stats are, but I know, you know, they've been less than 50 yards rushing in a lot of their games, and their top two running backs to start the season are hurt. I think the main thing, the NFC East, though, I think Washington's a young team. Philadelphia has a new coach. I thought the Cowboys looked good on on Sunday. They need to stop people a little better. I think these other teams, I think all three of those teams are going to improve. So it's up to the Giants to improve, too, try to get in the win column, try to get competitive in that division. I'm not sure anyone really thinks they can, you know, you can keep up this pace. They've gotten off to a great start. Health is a big thing in the National Football League. All teams have problems throughout the year with injuries. It's just inevitable that you can try to continue to overcome them.
All right, so Archie, talking about the situation, injuries, what football's like, his son, the fates and fortunes, and the NFC East that's still kind of wide open, although the Giants have dug such a big hole. I think it's going to be pretty tough for them. That's not the game, though, that we're talking about, the Giants and Chicago. The game of the week is Green Bay and the Ravens. It's going to be played out in Baltimore. Do you like the Ravens or do you like Green Bay? Wake up. Eat that cereal, put the spoon down, and dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. R.C. in Illinois. Hello, Mr. R.C.
Hello, my dear. How you doing? I think the Ravens are going to win this one 30-23.
Ooh, 30-23. I like that guess. Yeah, I think the Ravens win it, too, because they have... I think they get a little home field action there, and
yeah,
with the players that are down on both sides, I think it's dead even from that perspective. I think it's going to be a good football game, though.
I would hope to. I would hope that to be true. All right,
yeah,
my dear, that's my guess, and we'll
love it.
Figure it out. Bye bye.
Thanks, RC. Good luck on that one. The he's not the only one who thinks like in the 30 range. Got this one here from Tarek, who says, nail the score. I'm going to call you, I promise. But I think the Ravens take this one, Miss Kate. And the final score is 38-27. 38-27. So some high, some low. You know, turnovers can play such a big factor. In covering the NFL, when I cover the NFL, I mean, no coaches, because they all have the same thing they have to deal with. No coaches want to say, well, you know, we have 15 injuries to key players, or we have 3 injuries to key players, or whatever. But injuries and turnovers, big factors in these games. You know, emotions run high, flies off the top of the fingertips, somebody misses a route, something happens, ball pops out, and the next thing you know, the momentum has shifted. You know, the biggest momentum changes that I've seen in games, one of the big times where a momentum can shift, and all of you know this, is when you're getting ready to head back to the locker rooms for halftime and you're down, but then suddenly you score or kick a field goal or whatever it is, even if you're not in the lead, you get a little bit of a, especially if you've been struggling, a team struggling, you get a little momentum, a little boost there from that. So Green Bay is struggling against the pass. They're 26th in the NFL, so that's not great. 26th. And Baltimore finally found their ground game, but barely. Ooh, 26-23, they beat Miami last week, if you remember. But now you got Green Bay, which has a strong run defense. So it'll be tougher, certainly be much tougher there from that sense. And Joe Flacco's numbers are not close to Aaron Rodgers, who Aaron Rodgers is second in the NFL, passing yards and touchdowns and all that, and he has 3 interceptions. But he's coming off of a pretty good performance last week, and I think this is, like I said, I think this is going to be a very, very good game. But you don't have to analyze it. You just pick the numbers. It's just numbers. Ravens or Green Bay, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Here's how it works. You nail the score, you win the prizes in the America Tonight Prize Closet. Yeah, there's some pretty good things in there, I'll tell you that. I don't want to give it away. In years past, I've given it away, and either people are blown away or they're disappointed because they didn't get $1 million. It's not money giveaway. It's other things. And who can't use even a few gift certificates? Of course. Of course you can. And that's what happens if you are crowned champion. All you have to do, if RC nails the score simply by calling up and saying the Ravens 30-23, he is the man. He wins the bragging rights and the prize. The same thing for Rick, who's, I think, ever since I started doing the show, when we did nail the score, he called up. So good for Rick. Rick says Ravens 17-13, so he's thinking defense is not part, a big factor in this one. It's not part of the equation. If you want to get in, you have just a couple of minutes to shoot me an email at americatonight.net. That usually happens if you hit it before the tail end, and I've got a couple more here. I'll read them. But if you hit it before the clock strikes the top of the hour, don't worry, it counts. I know if you're, I seem to get a lot of people that are in between and they're at a job, but they're listening to me. They're listening to the show, really, America Tonight. And then they hear this and they want to call up, but they don't want to chance it because they have a heavy supervisor, someone who's really pressing down on them. We got a couple of emails from Tracy. For one, Tracy says, I don't know anything about football, Kate, but I heard you saying, is anyone awake? Yes, I'm awake. I'm always listening. I like the Ravens. I think the Ravens win this game 36-25. Then we have another one here. This time it is from Brandy. Wow, a lot of women emailing. Brandy says, I am a huge Ravens fan because I grew up in Baltimore. Love the city. Love the team. Ravens all the way, Kate. Not even a question. I'm going to say the final score is 33-21. 33-21. I like some of these numerical guesses. And we have another one here from Buzz, who says, I'm so proud of my St. Louis Cardinals. Go, go, go. What an exciting game. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. But football-wise, I have to say, I think the Ravens win the game, and I think the final score is going to be 21-17. 21-17. Ooh, boy, that's defense is stepping up on both sides. I don't know. I kind of have a feeling it's going to be lopsided, or we're going to see a big scoring game on both sides of this. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score, spread the word. We do it each and every week throughout the NFL season. Thank you very much. And again, good luck. Thank you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.